This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says four key Arab nations and Turkey have agreed to begin planning for the reconstruction and governance of Gaza once Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas ends.
Everywhere I went, I found leaders who were determined to prevent the conflict that we're facing now from spreading, doing everything possible to deter escalation, to prevent a widening of the conflict.
Blinken spoke Monday after meeting with the Saudi crown prince. South Africa will this week ask the UN's highest legal body to order Israel to suspend its military campaign in Gaza, the first step in a case alleging genocide that could take several years to complete. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
South Africa's 84-page filing accuses Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. It's doing this, South Africa claims, by killing them, causing serious mental and bodily harm, and by creating conditions on life, quote, calculated to bring about their physical destruction. South Africa, which has a long history of supporting the Palestinian cause, also alleges that Israel has failed to curb incitement to genocide by its own officials in violation of the Genocide Convention. Israel has called the claim baseless and said it will present its case in court.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. An Israeli airstrike has killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. A Lebanese security official said Monday's strike on an SUV killed a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border. He is the most senior Hezbollah militant to have been killed since Hamas's October 7th attack.